Good morning. I'm Pastor Haley Halmstead, and today is Wednesday of the fourth week in Lent, March 13th, 2024. Our lesson today is from Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lent is the season of fulfillment. It encompasses the love that God has for his people and the faithfulness to fulfill his promise for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. In the book of Genesis, God called Abraham and promised that through his family, he would make a great nation and bless them for generations to come. However, as the story of future generations unfolded through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and into the generation of Joseph, sin took hold of Joseph's brothers, filling them with anger, deceit, and betrayal. But God had not forgotten his promise, and he had not given up on his people. He reunited Joseph with his brothers in a humbling act of faith. Sin is always working against us, separating us from one another, as it had for Joseph's brothers, and trying to separate us from the love of God. But there is hope that the Holy Spirit is right there with us, comforting us, strengthening us, and guiding us back to the cross and all that Jesus had done for us and for our salvation. For we have been saved by grace through faith. A promise given and blood shed for you. For in your baptism, you were gifted the power of the Holy Spirit as a child of God and an heir to his heavenly kingdom. This is why, during the season of Lent, we are called by God to join together in unity with one another to hear his word and the good news of all that Christ has done for us. And by his words and deeds, we are enlightened with the blessed gifts of the Holy Spirit, by whom we have been given in the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Although we may have been led astray, betrayed, or filled with anger or deceit, there is hope. And where there is hope, there is always forgiveness in the mercy and grace of Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross in our place. Guide us and lead us through the power of the Holy Spirit to embrace with faith the truth of your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.